Doesn't count unless we hear that. Good evening, everybody. Welcome both to Spring and to our club meeting for the night. For those of you that made it out, I appreciate it. Those of you that joined us by Zoom, I appreciate that as well. If you are here in the room, then I would like to point out that George, who has left us because of a critical need, when I say left us, I mean he has left the room. He is still very much amongst the
Building.
living. He's gone to fetch something we need critically for the rest of the meeting. But he and his lovely wife have set up the snacks. So I encourage you, when George gets back, to tell him how much better it was tonight. But there's snacks, there's coffee, a lot of cookies, which I guess are a form of snacks. So please help yourselves. A couple other quick reminders. If you were looking forward to watching the space shuttle or the space mission launch, sorry, it happened yesterday. Oops, April Fools. If you have been taking part in some outreach events, please make sure that you log your participation so that we can give you credit. And if you were the person in charge of it, like I have been for a few, please remember to report it or at least talk to one of the officers to get it reported on the Night Sky Network. That is how we get the sort of support that we get from the Night Sky Network to continue doing some of the things that we do. We've gotten speakers, we've gotten outreach packs in the past. So reporting on what we do is important to a lot of different people. It shows how much value there is to this. That said, a lot of outreach events coming up. If any of you managed to wade through my entire newsletter that I managed to send out in just the nick of time today, there's a lot of stuff going on in the month of April. I encourage you to take part in it. I encourage you to have fun. I encourage you to pre-RSVP so that Jeff does not wonder whether or not he's going to be all by his lonesome every single time. That said, I don't think that's happened too terribly often, so I do want to thank everybody who's come out to support various events. Last night we had, I think, a 1-to-1 ratio of astronomers to public attendees at Science and Science Fiction, but I think good times were had by all, so we'll call it good. All right. Sorry.
Good times were had by both.
Yeah, we actually there were three astronomers to four members of the public, so pretty close. All right. That said, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to move on to our officer and committee reports. So we've got an action-packed meeting tonight, all full of prizes and giveaways. So, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Jeff for the first time of the night to go over the upcoming events.
You might have to sign. You got to include here.
Okay.
Hey.
Speaking of pencils, guess who forgot the 36 colored pencils that I used to have? So we're going to have, we'll be short on pencils today, I think.
I got some pencils too.
Good, good. Okay, great.
All right. Let me close this down for a minute. Get rid of that. Get rid of this. And let's put us on.
We've only been here for half a year.
Okay, yeah, I got plenty. I got plenty of tape. I got. Does everybody have a 6-foot roll of register tape? Okay, there's some more up there if you can get one of those over there. All right, but that's not why I'm up here for currently. Let me see if I can share something for you. I have to put it up on the screen first. You have a question?
I think raising hands for your toilet paper.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let me see if I can put this up there and share it. All right, here we go. Okay. In the interest of time, I figured I'll just copy Jeremy's list, which he so graciously gives us from the IO email.
That proves that three people.
Okay, and I'm sorry I'm not on the Discord, but I do copy the emails. These are the club outreach events we have in April. We've already had the April 1st. Has anybody reported that yet?
It'll be tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Today's the club meeting, which we obviously know we're here. Tomorrow, the very important Deep Creek Elementary STEAM Day. A funny story, real short story. I had two requests for that. Yesterday, I had another request for the same exact event for the 29th, and I canceled the 29th. I said, you don't want two of them, do you? Well, we'll see. But we don't need to do it twice for the same event, for the same school, and the same reason. You know, that's the way I look at it. We got enough to do. Cornland, stargazing, corn watch, Chesapeake Planetarium. I think there was another planetarium that wasn't approved yet. Where's Gabe?
We're taking care of that.
Okay.
There's some duplication on there because Gabe and I were both publishing those.
Yeah, things. I just noticed there was one that hadn't been approved pending. So just, you know, check that out when you get a chance. Okay. Okay. Cornland, Chesapeake, Cornland. Skywatch, very important and very populated outreach event is this Saturday, the 11th. Not this Saturday, next week, the 11th. At Indian River, Indian Creek Road, that's the equestrian area. Many telescopes there. Has anybody not attended? Because if you haven't attended that, you're really missing out. You got at least a dozen telescopes, sometimes more. And so the public really likes it. And we even got a Girl Scout troop to come out. They wanted to schedule a meeting, and the Girl Scout troop came out, saw it. And we'll probably end up with a outreach for them anyway. Okay, what else we got here? The most important thing is East Coast Star Party, and that's Thursday the 16th through Sunday the 19th. And I'll let, okay. All right. That's coming up here. Let me see what else. Bruce is going to talk about East Coast Star Party. And by the way, East Coast Star Party shirts are available. I think I paid $17.50, but I don't know if it goes by size. But $17.50 for the shirts, and I'm modeling one of the shirts. This is beautiful.
That was one from last year. Last fall.
Fall, yeah.
Those are the last ones we made.
That's right.
That's another last one. Spring.
And there's another one. Oh, is that the one coming up? Oh, that okay. Stand up. We have to model that one too. Okay, Sean's got the last one there too, which is beautiful. These are beautiful shirts. You'll love them. Okay. East Coast Star Party, Spring Star Party Public Night.
That happens in the middle. That is our Friday night right after the spaghetti dinner.
Ah, that's right. That's right. And that's at Cornland, too.
No.
That's
at Chip Oaks.
Well, that's at Chip Oaks. I said Cornland.
That's part of the East Coast Star Party.
Part of East Coast Star Party. And spaghetti is not for the people coming out from the public. That was a problem last year, so it's probably going to be the same this year. I'll let Bruce speak to that. Okay. Cornland Stargazing, Chesapeake Planetarium is several times in here. And I don't know, we just posted that recently, so it's probably not very many volunteers.
So, yeah, that I put up yesterday because we just got the April schedule. So all of those are listed as Chesapeake Planetarium. There is a little bit of difference between what's going on there at the Night Sky Network. This is probably more than you care to know about, but there every single different title for an event that we have makes a new category of things for the Night Sky Network, which I just have a theory is one of the reasons why I'd be trying to do a data dive about 15 years of data makes it ka-chunk, slow down. So I'm trying to minimize that and categorize. So we're going with just Chesapeake Planetarium for planetarium events. We'll open there for Chesapeake Planetarium.
Okay, so, very good. Garden Stars, George usually handles that. It's a great event. And if you haven't been out there, check it out because the public loves to look through the scopes and everything with George.
Malachi, can you get there?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Malibu Elementary School, that's right behind, a couple of blocks behind BJ's. And that's an easy location to hit. Please volunteer for that. I didn't check how many volunteers we had. Astronomy 101, what's up? And that's at the Kempsville Rec Center. Great event. And we had just a few people show up last time public for the event itself. I understand George had how many? Oh, George, he's not here to tell us, but I think he only had like three or four people show up last time. Now, they had telescopes, and by the time I got there, the people had already gone through, and they went home at 8:30. Okay, Astronomy 101, Cornland, again, statewide Star Party Outer Banks. And that's at Nag's Head. Anybody want to talk to that?
Sean's probably the best person to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be at Jockey's Ridge this time instead of Dowdy Park.
Okay.
But same setup where they have, like, the tables during daylight and OBX, Astronomy Club, and that's a little set of telescopes.
Okay.
It's a pretty good event. They have – the max we've had is probably, like, 300-400 people show up there. So – and then at least 100 show up there every time.
Can you switch the address on it? Or is it – sometimes the address is right and –
I'm not sure if it's on the Night Sky Network, right? But I just put it on Facebook today.
Okay.
Right one, so I'll go in there and edit it.
Great. Saturday, Sunday, that's on Saturday. We look at the Observe the Sun out at Elizabeth River Park. Great fun event. And hope we can get to do another activity there at the same time. Oh, yeah, it has. We did some solar filter workshops there before. Do you want to try that again, maybe?
We can. If soon. Give me a heads up if you want to build a solar filter when you go to the out there. I think we asked a nominal fee to cover cost of materials. I want to say is it $10?
It was like $25.
Yeah, that lets you
but as many solar filters as you need.
So if you want to make some great binoculars for your telescope, etc.
An eyepiece, everything.
They are white light solar filters. They are using the Bader Planetarium film, so it's the best, safest stuff you can get. If you ever wanted to have a solar filter for your telescope, this is the way to do it. We have the materials and the technology. Just if you want to make one at a Saturday, Sunday, please give me the heads up so that I don't find out that you need it after we get there. It takes me about an hour to turn around and get it back. If you want to make one and you can't make it to Saturday, Sunday, let me know. And if you can't set up something, come over and use my workshop.
Okay. Chesapeake Planetarium again. On the 28th, I think we already had a Project Hail Mary, didn't we?
So we're actually doing two this month. We got despite the low turnout we had last night, Chesapeake Libraries really like this event, so they are asking us to do it not just at the Greenbrier Library last night, but the Western Branch or Russell Memorial Library wants us to put it on again at the end of the month, and they have invited us to participate in their Fantasy Library science fiction fantasy convention in the summer for both our solar astronomy, our outreach table, and another science fiction talk.
Well, what are they doing in Russell? They're showing the movie or something?
No. I'm going to be giving a talk on what the actual science associate the good, the other, and the theatrically implausible. Science. This is actually the fourth one that we've done. We did The Martian for the first one. We've done Contact, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and now Project Hail Mary. Actually, before the first one, Martian, I reached out and I got the blessing of Andy Weir to give a talk like that about one of his books, and he said, "Yep, you got my blessing. Go for it." I didn't ask this time.
Anybody know what Hail Mary is?
That's
the movie. The movie.
It just came out, which is why.
Yeah, it just came out, and it's supposed to be pretty cool.
I thought the book was actually really close to the movie.
Pretty cool. All right.
It had a lot. It had to, but so much of it didn't.
You should come to the talk.
The whole movie for everybody.
There's spoilers. Spoilers everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay, St. Patrick Catholic School Earth Day. That's right. It's coming up. That's on Wednesday during the day. Now, notice most of these are p.m., p.m., p.m. And so the retired guys like me and George are burdened to come out there. But we get so much pay. There's so much pay for us to come out there. You know I'm kidding. There's no pay. We got some stuff next month. There's one in Williamsburg, too. And so this month I went to Surrey and did that one, too. And a couple of us went out there and did that. Okay. Woodstock Elementary, that's the last one in April. In April, another STEM night. So a lot of these schools love to do the STEM nights during the spring. Of course, Eastern Daylight Time makes it late. So obviously they're not going to see any stars, but they're going to see the main star of the sun by 7 p.m. when it's over with. So anyway, hour and a half, if you can make it, please come out. Any questions for me? I will stop sharing and turn it back over to El Presidente.
I'll also say that Jeff just went over all of our upcoming topics, our upcoming events for the month of April,
There are some a lot of events already on the calendar for the month of May. There's one for the May 1st that we've been asked back for astronomy on the rooftop at the Ghent rooftop bar. We've had mixed success, but we've definitely learned that a dark night is not a good night for that. We need a moon because in Ghent, that's the only thing you can see. But the last time we had a relatively small turnout. I think we maybe had 30 or 40 participants over the course of the night, but we had some good beer. We had a lot of great discussions. So I encourage anyone who's got an interest to go drink beer with their telescope May 1st. I say that now to make sure the word gets out because I have learned that I am garbage about getting the newsletter out before the beginning of the month. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm going to. I'll try, but we'll see. I'd like to point out that in astronomical terms, getting it out the day after the beginning of the month is actually pretty quick. So, you know, on astronomical timescale. That said, that is my plug that if anybody's like, man, I'm so tired of Jeremy getting that newsletter with its content out so late, I'm missing out on events. I would have loved to have gone to that talk last night, but I didn't know it was happening because you didn't tell me in time. I'm hiring a newsletter editor. And by hiring, there's no pay and there's no health plan.
No insurance.
It's perfect.
Well, we do have insurance, but it's the same club general insurance, no health insurance. But you get paid in appreciation and such. And I will say that people have sent me many emails thanking me for it. No one has said yet, believe it or not, this is terrible. Please stop. Don't clog my inbox. Unsubscribe. Stop now. I do recognize right after I say that, I'm going to get flooded with those. So, touche. All right. Anyway. Yep. Thanks. Appreciate that. That said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Rich, our illustrious treasurer, for the treasury report. Or I'll turn it over to Gabe. I would also like to preface those of you that read your newsletter, you saw the draft minutes. That's an experiment so that Gabe doesn't have to read them all out. But you can summarize, or you can read them all aloud if you'd like.
I mean, I'll be here for a while to read everything out.
Okay.
I'll just give the summary. So it was a pretty large crowd last month. It was a decent event. It was business as usual. We were talking about also like last month, it was like the month before a Stan River Star Party, which a few of us went to. So that was fun. I know that we were also talking a lot about the raffle, the Georgia Dude, because we got the raffle drawings today. That was the last month beforehand. All time at East Coast Star Party as well. I know Jonathan Sheets and Jeremy Mitchell both received the 2025 Observe the Moon Award at the meeting. Jeremy also won the Huygens Observing Program Award.
We didn't win, completed the program. It was.
You completed it, yes. Yeah. You won it by completing this.
Sure.
And Bruce did the observing program where he talked about the astronomical lead, all the observing programs. And I know I will probably be stealing his thunder a little bit later on, but as a bit of a plug-in, it's open to everyone who is a club member. So you can take advantage of all those resources right now. But yeah, it went a little over time, but it was worth it. It was a good meeting. It was nice to see a large turnout like that. That's all I have.
Any questions for the secretary? I think there were a few typographical errors that we'll catch for the final polish, but content-wise, anyone have any questions, comments?
Move to accept the minutes.
We have a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
And seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right, minutes accepted. Rich, are you back with us? Okay. I hope he's all right. So scholarship committee chair is unfortunately out of town, so he is not going to be able to give us a rundown, but we do have all of our scholarships in play, and we will be making a drawing for the Georgie June raffle this evening. We do have, I believe, three scholarships that we're awarding this year. I heard a tap, tap. Okay. In that case, Bruce, would you like to give a report as either the Astronomical League coordinator or the East Coast Star Party committee chair?
Both.
You know, it's up to you.
Okay.
It's your world, Squirrel. Come on up.
So.
Can everyone in Zoomland see us?
Or hear us?
Where is the
little
speaker? It says speaker.
Okay, so I'm Bruce Powers. I'm the chair of the very august East Coast Star Party committee. This is an event put on by our club twice a year. For everybody out in Zoomland, everything that I'm going to discuss tonight is on the East Coast Star Party tab on the club website. So please reference that for everything I'm going to about to say. What's on the table here in front of you is the propaganda, or rather the schedule for the event. It's going to be at Chip Oak State Park. So Chip Oaks is between Smithfield and Surrey on the south shore of the James River. If you've never been, you just draw a line south of Busch Gardens and you'll hit it. So it's beginning on April 16th at 2 p.m. So we'll be checking people in. And Thursday night is basically a free night. There's less folks there. Most people arrive on Friday. So Friday is the public observing night, as has been mentioned already. The spaghetti dinner is at a time to be determined. Local sunset is at 7:45. If you have guests that are coming, please let them know that don't roll up, you know, to the park at 9 o'clock and try to navigate in a dark park. It doesn't work. People end up in the RV area, and RV people say go to the Star Party somewhere else.
We're aiming for 5:30 for the spaghetti dinner.
5:30. Okay. All right. So with regards to the public and the spaghetti dinner, the park does not advertise on their information that there's a free spaghetti dinner for everybody that comes in. We get generally about 80 to 90 people that come in. Some of them last fall oddly said, "Where's my spaghetti dinner?" I don't know why this happened, but please try to disprove that. We're not going to feed them spaghetti. People that paid and registered will get the spaghetti at 5:30. Okay. Both, actually all three nights, George is going to provide all of that is going to come to our coffee tent. So we got free all night coffee and all night hot dogs, which is, and whatever else that we'll cook on the hot dog roller, to include various sundry forms of burritos that I don't understand.
We did taquitos, we did hot dogs, we even did tater tots.
Oh my.
I did sausage. Okay. I did sausage too.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
Tater tots sounds great.
All right.
So we have now two hot dog machines. So baby snacks.
So Friday, I've also promised the park that if it is cloudy and rainy and otherwise not starry, I will give a talk on astronomy, amateur astronomy basics over at the Chip Oaks Conference Center, Visitor Center. It's a big room with a bunch of chairs. So come on over for that. And then April 18th, Saturday, the cookout, which is hamburgers and hot dogs. I think we're shooting for 5:30 for that as well.
Sure.
And we have roughly... $850 worth of raffle prizes that I've already purchased. I've got about 15 books, and let's see, I've got some short tube 80s in honor of George. I've got some 20 by 80 binoculars. I've got some 2-inch eyepieces. So come on out and pay your money, takes your chances. So
by raffle prize, you really mean door prizes, right? Yeah. We're not selling extra tickets.
Right.
You get a ticket per astronomer that signs up. We will be giving the tickets out at the drawing because we learned in the past that if we give them out upon check-in, if people decide not to come back, then we're in this awkward situation where there's nobody to collect the prizes.
Yeah.
It's just weird. So,
yeah. So
if you don't attend the drawing, you do not win the prize.
Right. Yep. Must be present to win. So Again, there's a free coffee all night, and then the 19th, Sunday at 11 a.m., the start party ends. Okay, so registration is getting ready to close for T-shirts in the 3rd of April, is what I read on the website. So it's $60 a person. So if you want to come and you want a T-shirt, you have to register by Friday. If you just want to come and don't want a T-shirt, the deadline is the 12th. So just get on the website. It's easy peasy. It's on a Google Docs. Just fill it out, and it sends you to PayPal, and then we suck the money out of your account. Okay. So dining options. There's us and whatever we feed you, but breakfast and lunch are on your own. I've listed one restaurant here that I like in Surrey. And there are opportunities for RVs. All of that is here on this site and also there. Anybody bringing an RV? Barry? Are you bringing the solar farm? Or everything.
Whole kitchen sink.
We will set up the Bertulli Gap.
The Bertulli Gap. Okay. Okay. Well, do you all know where you need to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Sawmill, that's true.
Yeah, okay. All right. And you're gonna deploy to most of Surrey. So
yeah.
Okay. So, all right. All right, so no new RVers. Irene, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm gonna be on the field.
You're gonna be on the field. Okay.
Have you looked at the registration to see if there's any new RVers, Jeremy?
I didn't notice any.
Okay.
When I
haven't looked.
I looked yesterday.
All right. So you can, as you're, if you've never been, you can either RV on the field. If you're over 20 feet, you have to go to an adjacent area called the sawmill in case it gets too wet. They don't want to use a giant truck to winch you out. And
it's a nice area.
It is.
Yeah,
and
it's
connected by paths, which you can use a bike or an electric scooter. Just I recommend that you scout it out during the day before you use it at night, especially at speed. It is only by luck that Patrick is still with us because there's an enormous pothole that he must have barely missed at like 20 miles an hour.
So there are also many and little animers roaming around Chipotle at night with little beady eyes. So be careful driving around.
He's standing right there.
This is why I quit that job.
Oh, boy. Whatever. Okay. So there are portable restrooms on the field. I just ordered two at great expense. They will arrive. There's, in addition, there's some restrooms there in the observing area. If you want to take a shower, you have to go to the RV site.
Well, speaking of the restrooms, it'd be nice if the people that are going would give a consensus on where they want them. Were you happy where they were last time?
That's where they're going, unless we tell Trevor otherwise by like the 15th.
Yeah, well,
you're still time.
The 2nd.
Oh,
we got some time.
Are we really going to vote on the porta potty location?
I'm just saying that with the consensus.
Okay, moving on. All right, there are two 20 amp power locations if you want to plug stuff in and recharge your batteries. Okay. Other than that, do we have any other questions that don't involve porta potties? Yes.
What's the count? Huh?
What?
The umpire, what's the count?
I don't know. I'm not privy to this classified information.
Jeff, you're on 3 strikes. You're out.
Well, yeah. I hope not.
Yeah.
Probably have more than 3. You're not
probably.
Doing?
Probably
what are you talking about?
We generally pull in about anywhere from 20 to 25. So, right. Okay. All right. With that, transition to Astronomical League coordinator. For those of you who are new, the Astronomical League is about 300 clubs and about 300 clubs and about 25,000 people nationwide. So it's a lot. And you get with your membership to the club, you get a subscription to Reflector Magazine, and we recognize our award or pin recipients last month up through March, and that's already in the minutes as discussed. And lastly, we have an award tonight, which
yeah.
Jeremy will present. Thanks.
We do on. I'm hoping that after last month's presentation, everyone's really excited and ready to go about doing Astronomical League programs. Observing stuff, learning things about the night sky, cataloging, writing it down, sending it in.
especially if it's the Globular Nebula program, because Bruce just loves talking about that one.
And
we'll refer you to Jonathan for the best way to make annotations. That said, there are a lot of things that the Astronomical League will recognize you for, including outreach. So I would like to call Mr. Jeffrey Thornton up to the front. So the Astronomical League recognizes people for outstanding efforts in outreach because this hobby relies upon us talking to people and convincing them how cool it is to look at up at the sky and learn more about it, as well as teaching them about it. There's a couple different gradations of level for the outreach award. There's a bronze level where you have to do a couple of outreach events, I believe it's five, that are a minimum of 2 hours.
About everybody here should get one of those.
Yes, which we're working on. There's probably very soon going to be a mass presentation of these. There is the silver award where you've just put in the hours a lot of different time. And then there's actually a gold master level, which I believe we only have two or three.
I know this guy's
got that. He's got the time. It requires an additional 100 hours of outreach. Plus, you have to basically write a little book report about what is involved. Jeff has actually reached the second level of the Astronomical Outreach Award. So he is receiving both a bronze and a silver level certificate, as well as a convenient Astronomical League pin, which I will wave at the screen. So congratulations, okay. Jeff.
All right. Thank you.
You're most welcome. I encourage you to wear that. Out there all the time at Garden Stars, at Saturday, Sunday, at the East Coast Star Party public night.
Skywatch.
Skywatch, absolutely. There's seldom an event that.
But I'm sure that most of you people have put the hours in to get a silver, definitely a bronze. So it's just a matter of logging your hours in on an Excel spreadsheet and putting it in.
Yep.
Simple. Thank you.
The convenient folders.
Oh, thank you.
Rich, have you returned to us?
Okay, we may not have a treasurer's report.
There.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. He did start the Zoom call. He was there. Maybe things happened. That said, we talked about the. That's the Astronomical League outreach program. We are part of the Astronomical League. We are also part of NASA JPL's Night Sky Network, a network of hundreds of astronomy clubs that do a lot of events. That's actually where our calendar is hosted so that we can take credit, coordinate, etc. Every year, the Night Sky Network also likes to congratulate people for outreach efforts. And by making a little commemorative pin that we can give to people who were participants in outreach. Can you pass out?
Sure.
All right, so I pulled this list from the folks that were on, that actually logged their hours. So if you're like, hey, I should have gotten a pin and I didn't get a pin, please let me know and we'll figure it out and we'll get you started. So I'm going in alphabetical order here. Many of the folks that I'm about to call are not present. But Steve Bellavia was, or Bellavia, I'm not actually sure how he pronounces his last name, not Bellavia. So not here with us tonight. Kent Blackwell, not here this evening. He was unable to make it. It's a really cool, really big pin this year. I hope the folks out in Zoom land can see it. Joe Brown, who is in Zoom land, I unfortunately can't email you the pin, but I'm sure we'll see you again here soon. Okay, there we go. All right, hand coming through. Silvio Canu. We see Silvio tonight? Okay. Barry Bryant. Finally, we got one. All right.
Yes.
It's not bad. Gabriel Dandry.
I'm right here.
There we go. Now we're getting the right order. Jennifer Davis. Not here. Roland Downing on Zoom land. Well, all right, we're 50-50. David Fontani, not here this evening. Jeff Goldstein, give yourself a pin. Will Kiff, Sean Lozier.
I'm here.
Hey, this is finally going well. Justin Mason, not with us this evening. Jeremy Mitchell, that's slacker. Mark Oath. Eddie Paris. There we are. There's a envelope or the Ziploc in there. Jalak and Soham Patnaik, who are not with us this evening. Sandy Paxson. Bruce Powers.
What?
Trey Puckett. George Reynolds.
Hey.
Michael Rousseau. Jonathan Sheets.
Hey.
Irene Schindler. Bad, actually. David Schuldeis. Also here. Richard Simon, not here this evening. Jeffrey Thornton. Would be really funny if he didn't get one after we just gave him the other one. And Patrick Bartulli. Club is thrilled to recognize you. These are a lot of, I think these pins are a lot of fun. I remember my second meeting in the BBAA, I was given one of these pins, like, I don't think I've done anything to deserve this. And the reality is we give these away for people coming out and participating in our outreach events so that we can, you know, help share the joy of astronomy. That's all it takes, just the desire to pass the love along and the willingness to do it. So for all of our recipients, thank you very much. Once again, if you think that you or someone else whose name I did not call deserve one, please let me know and we will see what we can do. That said, we already missed the first ordering deadline. We've made it into the second. So I don't know what we can do, but we'll find out. Okay. We still don't have Rich, so I guess we're just not going to have a treasurer's report this evening. That's okay. In that case, I'm going to now turn it over to open the floor up for observing reports. Gabe.
All right. So before I get into this, I just need to also give a real off a little bit of a tangent here. I'll be brief, and just say that the fine folks at Chaos Astro and all the park rangers at Stanton River State Park, they did an absolutely phenomenal job with their star party last month. It was my first proper time being in the Stanton River Star Party. That's the first time I tried to go there. The weather was so awful, forecast was so bad that they ended the event 2 days early. So this was a much better experience. Everyone was did a fantastic job. They had an amazing vendor from Raleigh who had all the televiews that your eyes would love and your wallet would hate. They had a bunch of amazing guest speakers. I met a lot of great people. I know there were a few people in this room. I know Barry was there, Irene was there, Jonathan was there, Bruce was there, a few of us, but it was an amazing time. And the skies were amazing. We had two clear nights, at least for the weekend I was there. But two that I want to mention. I should also mention I have a log of about 150 objects on my computer, and I had to narrow it down to just two. So that wasn't easy. First thing I'd like to mention that I saw was I'm sure most of us know what the Leo triplet is, but who here knows what the Leo quartet is? You might also know it as Higson 44. It is a group of four galaxies in the middle of the sickle of the Alliance, about 11th and 12th magnitude galaxies. It was the first time seeing them, all of them at one time. There's three spirals and one big bright elliptical in there. And it was really pretty to see because they're all jamming together. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Stefan's Quintet in Pegasus, if you've seen that before. And then the second thing I want to mention, and this was a really strong catch, and I really saw it too through my telescope, I got to see 3C273 in Virgo, which if you don't know, that's a quasar 3 billion light years away. And all you see in the telescope is what looks like a really faint, about 13th magnitude star, but I cross-referenced it with some images people had taken up the star field in the area and was able to confirm that I did see the quasar that night. So,
nice.
Yeah, so I was officially looking back 3 billion years in time at that little object in the field. And that was my first time catching it too, because it's too faint to see from here. Yeah, it was a fantastic event, and I definitely will be back. My schedule was.
Fantastic event, but not nearly as fantastic as the East Coast Star Party.
I don't know. Do you have a kitchen where they make your food?
I am the kitchen.
Yeah, I was also at that Star Party. It was really good. We had four good nights. I was there for the whole time. The best thing I saw was the Whale Galaxy and the Friends 4-inch telescope at 35X. It was just amazing. It looked just like a blue whale. So if you haven't looked at that one in a small telescope, I certainly recommend it. In my telescope, which is an 8-inch, it looked like a puppy stick. It didn't look nearly as pretty. And the other cool thing was there was a guy there that presented how to make 3D, I guess you call them wall art. And I guess they were like, anyways, 3D. I bought one that was a 12-inch of the moon. It's on my wall at home. And it's really cool because you can move around and see the shadows and stuff in the craters and stuff. So I was really happy to get that.
Yeah, Pagan Purpose 2 was selling like little, like homemade, carefully constructed, carefully etched, very detailed moonscapes, is what he called them. They're little like slices of the lunar surface that that basically act as smaller, and they're extremely detailed. Mm-hmm. Like they literally look like a little section of the lunar surface that just plucked out of a photograph and put it on like a 3D model. It's like, really impressive.
They used the data from the lunar orbiter to do that.
Okay. I'm hearing requests for merch, Bruce.
I'm not gonna do that to you. There, even the six inch frame was like over $200. They're not cheap.
So I'll pile on. I was in the field next to Barry and Poodle Dindy, and I think this is probably the seventh or eighth summer I've been to. Very, very dark, beautiful shots of constellations I can't see in Norfolk, namely Hydra.
Any of them.
Any of them. Hydra, Crater, and Corvus. So I always, when I go there, I make myself poke around in dim stuff near the southern meridian that I can't normally see here. I did put the new Celestron board in through spaces. I shot 30 images over 3 nights. And I did, amazingly, in spring, get 10 Lagoa clusters. That's my project. If you look at a distribution of Lagoa clusters in the sky, most of them are dead on in Sagittarius and Scorpio in the summer. But I was able to get a few rows later in the evening. And the best one was at Jonathan's inspiration, the Intergalactic Wanderer, which is in the Pages.
It's in Lynx.
It's a really beautiful modular. It's got two bright stars, actually, but it's interesting because it's about a third of the way to the Andromeda galaxy. It's very well outside. And I managed to get a shot.
I'll check it out. A lot of plugs for Stone Group or something. It's like it's a big deal.
Saw Jupiter and Venus, and we saw that at one of the outreaches. I can't remember which one it was, because we had a lot last week. And I also saw Elvis.
What?
I saw Elvis. No, I saw him. Yeah. I really did. Yeah. It was a few years ago.
Oh, all right. Any other observant awards?
That where there's a lamb chop show.
Someone.
Okay. Well, thank you all for that. Hopefully, we're going to have a lot of great stuff to talk about that we see at the East Coast Star Party other than the constellation Franzia. All right. Opening up the floor for old business. The things I'm tracking are RASC handbook distribution, which I believe is now finally complete. If you believe you are owed a RASC handbook and you don't have it, please let me know. If you're interested in a RASC handbook and you didn't order one already, please let me know. We somehow managed to have an extra. So unless somebody tells me there's something else. Okay. Last month I asked and sent an email out about club apparel orders to find out if there's any interest, what people wanted. I would like to thank the person who responded to me on that. If you're like, man, I meant to respond to that and I'd love a jacket or hat or some other such thing, especially going into the summer observing season, when you might want a lightweight shell with your cool BBAA logo, or maybe a nice sun hat to prevent yourself from getting heat stroke when we're out standing in a field for multiple hours. I guess there's still time because I haven't reached out to them, but I will reach out to them tomorrow or Monday. And I think that brings us to the Georgie Dune Scholarship raffle ticket drawing. Before we do that, is anyone last minute option opportunity to buy a ticket? $5 a piece, or you can get 4 for $20.
Deal.
Yeah.
Montel, are you here? Montel?
What's in the drawing?
No one? Okay, so Jeff, would you like to share the
yes.
What the prizes are?
Yes.
You should have led with that.
Well, that's true. I'll ask again afterwards.
What have we got tonight?
Show them what they might have won.
We have
a box.
The C-Star S50 in the box, brand new. Great, great tool.
This is one thing the audience at home can purchase right now.
Yep. If you want to buy a ticket and you're out in Zoom land, let us know.
If you're in Zoom land, I can fill it out. We'll put it in the bag. I promise you're going to get it. I'll put your name on it. This is a Nagler Teleview 17 millimeter. Very nice 2-inch eyepiece. Probably worth, what, $500, $600?
Hi, Sandy.
It's probably like $500, yeah.
$500? I'm serious. It's worth as much as this thing.
Yeah, it's a nice eyepiece.
Sandy? Hey, Sandy.
I'll buy one or two. I'll buy some tickets.
How many tickets would you like?
I'll do the 4 tickets for $20.
Oh, good deal.
Can I just put it in the donate section? You want me to do the donate section or you want me to write you a check?
Donate section is fine.
Okay, I'll do that.
We're going to put your name on it right now.
Okay. Sean's doing that right now.
Oh, sorry. I tried to drive there tonight and I hit 2 backups, so I just put you on Zoom. Sorry.
It happens. Yeah. But we're looking forward to having you here in person. I'm putting you on the spot because I'd love at some point soon for you to talk to us about all the things we've learned about the Library Telescope Program to try and get that kicked off.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that.
We'll talk about it at the start.
Yes,
party.
We will.
There's somebody
I'm
trying to get watched.
All right. Oh, one. Someone else?
Someone else?
There's somebody online that wants tickets.
Well, I see Abe Cesarez is saying that he was interested in merchandise, but that did pop up while we were talking about the jackets and things. Abe, can you shoot me an email, president@BackBayAstro, and I will push you the information on that so you can take a look. Or you can take a look at the website for Cavalier's – our website store links to Cavalier Sportswear. Basically, anything that they have listed are things that you can potentially get them to embroider. If you are interested in something, shoot me an email, and I will find out what the price on it's going to be. 4 tickets.
Okay.
You got them? All right.
Eddie wants to buy tickets.
Eddie, you want some tickets? 4 tickets.
You have the brick.
We do not have that. It is...
I do have it, and it's dead. It's right here.
Oh, it's not working?
It's dead.
Oh, it's dead.
It's complete.
But you do that on the website.
That's right. You can do it right on the website.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even need a PayPal account. You just put in your credit card information.
We are... We're exploring, and by we're exploring, I mean I keep asking Rich about it, and he keeps stiff-arming me on it. We're exploring alternative non-cash payment options other than just PayPal, because I know there are some people who...
We have to extend it, so we're going to do a song and dance up here. But I'm going to give you guys... so it won't be a break in the action. Okay.
That's what it's all about.
See.
No, I mean, I do apologize for the delay in the meeting, but we have to remember that the raffle is really cool and exciting because there's 2 cool prizes. We all want that. But the reality is the money that we receive for the raffle goes into our scholarship fund in honor of Miss Georgie June, who was taken from us too early. I never had an opportunity to meet her, but everyone who I've ever heard speak about her saying she was the warmest, most glowing and engaged person that we could ever meet. So it's fantastic that we have a scholarship in her honor. And this raffle is the way that we continue to fund it.
While we're waiting, if anybody needs an ID card, lost theirs, sneak through your ID card.
I have a tendency to leave.
Don't tell anybody you lost them if you want.
I've lost at least two.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Going once. Twice. The way we're going to run this one, this is the first time, as far as I know, that we've had two prizes. So the first person who draws gets to pick. You either can take the C-Star or you can take the eyepiece. And the second person drawn, or alternately, if the first person drawn is not present here tonight or in Zoom land, then whoever actually is present and first will get to pick.
What if neither are present?
Then I guess I will work on that while we're in while Jeff is teaching. All right. Okay. Who is going to be Sam?
We need someone trustworthy. Yeah, it's right there.
Sam, I'm gonna have you go ahead and draw.
Oh, you bought it. All right.
He draws his own name.
We know he's clever.
First one is Irene Schindler.
All right.
Oh, no. It's a high quality 2-inch eyepiece or a robot telescope.
Throw that at somebody.
There's no work about the same money.
Yeah,
you
got to
scope
them
to the 2-inch.
If you have a 2-inch diagonal.
Did you see it on the website?
Yeah, but I can do a 2-inch.
Fire issues. I would too.
But that said, I also, both Bruce and I have C-Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dave,
you want to
go? Yeah, you scroll to the bottom and it looks like
a
all right, congratulations.
You're all wrong. C-Star is still available.
Wow. Are you gonna let us look through it? He's already drawn.
I've got the ticket already.
You want me to just read out while he's groveling there?
I know.
All right, so the winner of the C-Star, and he's not here, it's Jeff Edmondson.
Hey!
Woo!
All look forward to seeing some C-Star photos on the news. All right, so I'll shoot him a text in the middle of the next portion.
Your treasure report is in the chat.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. All right. So for those of you who don't want to do an eye test, the treasure report, we have $13,811.87, a $188 decrease from the previous month. We had some big expenses related to the East Coast Star Party, and a t-shirt order brought in a bunch of money from East Coast Star Party registrations that balanced out most of it. One new member in the past month. Awesome. Thank you, Rich. I asked if anyone had any questions, but he's not. He's left the building. So, yeah, no, that's fine. That's it.
We have a new re-donation. There was another telescope. Actually, this was a Doxonian. I believe it's a 4-inch and a 6-inch tube. It's homemade. Doxonian telescope was donated to one of the club members, and now he wants to give it back because he's got a better scope. And so that's available. If you don't have a telescope, it's pretty nice. Simple to use. Anybody would like it, let me know.
You gotta take a
right
behind you.
Yeah, man over here.
This young man over there.
For free.
I mean,
you take it for free.
I'm not sure just because price simply simply because my legal guardian is not currently here.
It sounds like you're interested and we can talk to him about it.
Yeah, on the other hand though. This might be the perfect time. Like on the other hand, this might also be the perfect time to take it because he is not here.
Well, the good news is the price is free. So, awesome. No, that's great.
Okay, that is all I have for old business, unless Gabe, is there anything that I missed?
No, I think that's everything.
Okay. I have one item in mind for new business, and I'll open it up to the floor, and that is I'm putting Sean on the spot to talk about the website. Do we have any updates or concerns?
Well, I think we should do what you found.
All right.
Was it you or Jeff?
Folks, I'm going to call us to order here. Go ahead.
Was it you that found that?
It was me, yeah.
Okay, well, last time when Chuck was here, he purchased 5 years of our website fees. We don't have a security certificate. We're going to get one. So people stop hassling.
All right, folks.
None of the people in the room are the ones hassling.
So the background for Sean, because he's muffled, is that our website we've had for about 5 years. We spent a lot of money in the past to renew to get that website put together. It's coming due. The website company is asking us for a large chunk of money, something in the tune of about $800.
$2,000.
Okay, $2,000 for 5 years.
To renew for 5 years with the security certificate this time.
Yeah, that is the key. Right now, our security certificate has a problem. So I think everyone in this room has at least at one point, possibly multiple times, run into a situation where every browser known to man has said, you should not go here. It's dangerous. It'll give you computer cooties. You don't want that. Right. So we're looking at trying to get that resolved through our provider. One option is to go with Network Solutions, who we've been with for years. Another option is to explore something that's free. If the free thing pans out, then great, because we're a 501c3. If
yeah, it doesn't, basically, he found a company that gives 501c3s free stuff, and a big chunk of that money would not come out. But we need to make sure everything will be seamless, like the email and all that stuff, because right now we can have unlimited email addresses, which isn't a big concern. But you can have a lot of email in your inbox before you have to delete it. Get Rodney to talk to you about it. You need to delete it. But we just want to make sure it's seamless transition across it. But that's coming due in August. Rich did pay a couple $100 in March for domain protection service through Network Solutions, and you won't get that back. But rather than invest $2,000 for 5 more years, we're looking at alternatives.
So, okay.
That's what it comes down to. That's really, I'm sure we're going to keep the website. We have to have some of this stuff. So we're going to find the most economical solution with the security certificate and then just get it. It's not going to be like a boat type thing because it's something we have to have like insurance and everything. So
yeah.
So we're just giving you guys an update.
Does the free one have security too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Jeremy made sure of that. Trust me, we have been sent so many messages about it, and I understand it tells you, but we don't do anything that needs to be secure on the website. That's why we don't have one.
Yeah, people ping me or Sean about once every other week about the site security certificate, and the reason we haven't explored or gone too deep into it is because of the contract that we have in place. We're trying to get it fixed. We don't want to incur a $2,000 fee just to fix that for the balance of our current contract. Yeah. But we should have a solution.
To get that certificate with Network Solutions, it was $200 for a minimum 2-year contract that we had to pay, and we're not even going to plan on being with them, maybe. So it's like, we didn't want to waste that money. Yeah. So we just sucked it up until now, but we're in that moment now, so.
So you'll have to change the links to HTTPS when it comes through.
That
it automatically does that for you. Oh, if you don't put in either, it tries to make a secure connection.
Good.
All right. That said, does anyone have any other new business? All right. In that case, I'm going to turn it over to our feature presentation, which is outreach activities. With Jeff Goldstein.
Okay.
And I will try and get in touch with Jeff.
All right. Pencils may be a premium today. Everybody has a strip.
I have some pencils if you want one.
Good job.
No problem.
The camera.
Oh, sorry. Still pointing to
Sean. All right. Camera. Got it. Okay. Let me put this on the screen, on the big screen. I wish we could have a
Sign in? Is that what we need to do?
One more pencil.
Let me sign in.
I have two more pencils.
Sign in.
There's pencil sharpener right here.
No, I don't want to leave the meeting.
Does anyone else need a pencil?
There's a pen. There's a pen.
Yeah, a pen will work if you have one. And another pen.
Writing implements. This is actually one of those things, except for Gumby, if you're in the middle of outreach, you may find you don't have. I have in the past run out and grabbed a big pack of Sharpies, which I should have asked Jeff when I didn't bring.
I did this at one outreach. It was difficult because the hardest part about this activity is cutting the 6 foot length or more of tape, of register tape. And you know, that takes like, you know, 30-40 minutes. So if you're doing this with outreach, you should cut it in advance like I did for you guys. So I got a bunch of them here. Does anybody not have one, would like to participate? I hope you'll all participate in this activity.
This is a pretty fun activity.
Yeah.
We should get stamps.
Yeah, we that would be pretty good. Okay. We're going to actually have a scale model when we get through of the solar system from Pluto to the sun. And in outreach, it gives you the opportunity to talk about Pluto not being a planet and all that. So we get a lot of questions, especially from the youngest kids, the first graders. These first graders ask me, Pluto's not a planet. I said, well, I know it's a minor planet. Then I have to go into the thing about Pluto with them too. Anyway, mark the ends. One end is the sun. And one end is Pluto. I'm going to give you a second to do that. That's the easy part. Step one, fold that. Okay, step one is mark the ends. I'm giving you guys a chance. And step two.
Yeah. So mark sun on one end and Pluto at the far other end. I mean, technically Pluto isn't a planet, but it makes the.
It's in our solar system.
And the asteroid belt is on there.
So is Sedna and a few other things.
Sirius.
Yeah, when you guys finish this up, you will be able to scale this out. Like at ODU, we scaled it out down the whole hallway there.
Yeah.
And once you know the basics, this is a good, like if you want to do outreach at a school or something, it needs to be a classroom setting, but this is a good basic one that the Night Sky Network teaches everybody.
It's really fun to be able to say something crazy like, have you seen the bathroom? Oh, yeah, just take a left past Saturn.
Okay, got it so far. Step two, fold the sun and Pluto, and on the crease, put Uranus. And every kid I went to the outreach, every kid calls it Uranus. Every one of them. Every one of them. And I keep calling it Uranus. They go, no, it's Uranus. Okay, all right, whatever you say.
Well, it used to be Uranus, so they went back, and then they realized that's not so good.
Yeah, I know.
I believe in Greek, it's pronounced
Uranus. Well, it could be. Give me a word, any words, and I will prove to you. Never mind. Number three. Have you got Uranus in there? Number three, fold Pluto to Uranus. If I'm going too fast, please let me know.
Going too fast.
Okay, too fast. You want to go back to two? It could be that some people are talking.
Next year will be good.
Here, it should look like this.
Oh, he's already done?
Impressive.
Well,
he actually did
it. I just worked ahead.
Cheater.
Overachiever. Wait a minute. I got to
break my kneecap.
I
got to
keep
the
credit here. Right there.
All right, hang on.
It should look something like this.
And I have to back up.
You're too close. Okay, I'm here. It should look like this. I mean, can you see the greases at all?
So halfway, what planet was halfway? Uranus, right? So that's roughly 1.5 billion
miles from the sun. Since Pluto's about 3 billion. Okay. Step two done. Step three, fold Pluto to Uranus, label it Neptune.
It's funny, we went to one outreach that did this, and the little kid was about 4 years old, and he wanted to do it so bad, and the mom had help. He goes, how do you spell Neptune? I'm right there. How do you spell Neptune? So the mom had to write that. It was so funny. But the kids are really interested in this stuff.
Okay, you got number three. Pull the sun to Uranus. Label the crease Saturn. And by the way, you get to keep these. You can take these home. You get to keep them. I don't want them back.
No, I insist.
If you're going to get a package in the mail tomorrow.
I know. I'll get all this paper. Step four. Anybody need help on step four? I need more time. All right. Step five. Pull the sun to Saturn. Label the crease Jupiter. Jupiter's about 500 million miles from the sun. Funny, I don't know these in kilometers. I know the miles.
Just do it, man. Hey, Jeff, scroll down for a second for those of us who want to take a picture of everything.
Oh, sure, sure. Now, I'll give you a copy of it. How's that?
Yeah.
I've got a copy. Here's the whole thing in one. I don't have the title up there, but. Got it. Okay. I lost my place. Step four done. Step five, we already did that. Jupiter's halfway, or not halfway, but.
Yeah, they're not in accordance with both law, right? It's very cool. Very cool.
And I'm glad that the elementary school knows about the asteroid belt too, which is in between what? You know, they go, oh, let's see, it's in between Venus and Jupiter. Yeah, well, no, not quite.
That's the symbol for Jupiter, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, thanks. All right, so you got your asteroid belt in there, huh? Step seven, fold the sun to the asteroid belt, label the crease Mars. Oh, the sun to the asteroid belt, label the crease Mars. Now you can see that between Mars and Jupiter is the asteroid belt.
Yeah, it's the trident.
I know it's up. We're not doing this.
Step eight. Now, step eight, you notice your paper's getting real thin. You're going to have to write sideways.
Yeah.
I had this one kid write it vertically, you know, and I said, no, you're going to have to write sideways because some of these planets are real close together. So step eight, fold the sun to Mars, label the crease Venus. Probably have to write that, you know, perpendicular to the long edge. The long page.
We should
put Bode's Law. We'll put Bode's Law up there, yeah.
Bode's Law?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because some of these, I mean, for the resonance?
Yeah,
is it the resonance?
Is that right? I told her about Bode's Law.
Is it the resonance thing?
Yeah, it works probably to your. So we'll just say we'll start with 0, 3, 6, 12, 24, 48, 96. Then it kind of sucks after that. Add 4 to each. 4, 7, 10. 16, 28, 52, and 100. Divide by 10. 0.4, 0.7, 1.0, 1.6, 2.8, 5.2, 10.0. 8 astronomical units. Mercury is about 0.4 from the sun, and 0.7, sorry about that, little tremor. Earth Mars is like 1.52, close enough. 2.8 asteroids, 5.2 Jupiter, 10 just about Saturn, and then it's like 19. It kind of fades a little bit here. Bode's law, Bode's Tisha's law. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Bear. All right. And where are we? Number 9, full Venus to Mars, label increase Earth.
This one, as far as an outreach event, if you get rained out, if you don't know, if you have an indoor event, daytime event that you were planning, or if you just need to suddenly do an event because the person who was going to cover it gets sick at the last minute, this is a great one to pull out because it's hands-on, it's something people can touch, and then they have the big, long strip that is mostly empty, which is why instead of using the words, I like to put the astrological symbols on there because you can just put plonk that down. Not plonk, P-L-A-N-C-K, just P-L-L, always again. We're going with onomatopoeia, not scientists. But you can just throw these on there, and then they see this huge stretch of nothing with these couple little symbols that are sitting out there. And that's what the solar system will look like if everything aligned, because Bill and Ted played their song. But I guess they haven't.
So. Plunk it down, not plonk. I don't say plonk, I say plunk.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
Potato, potato, huh?
This is cool. It's going on my coffee table when I get home. My wife right. will wake up, what the hell is that?
You can put it on your refrigerator.
No, this is cool. This is way cool.
See, there needs to be a custom table design with this going down the middle.
Yeah.
So they can be, so is it you? So they say you can be here over on like Venus and your ex can be over by Pluto.
Yeah.
You, just,
yeah.
you can leave your ex at Pluto.
And Jeff's comment about cutting it to six feet. If you're in a hurry, you don't want to spend that much time. If you find yourself with a convenient table, like one of these, you can make it just a table. You can make it an arm stand. Sure, because sure. you fold it. So as long as it's about that length.
Yeah,
I make it a point to periodically, whenever I'm out at a random thrift store, you'd be surprised at how frequently you see cash register tape rolls. Just for $2 for a big pack of it, which is great for outreach. So if anyone happens to see that, let me know. Happy to reimburse you.
This should be on the sash for the Miss Universe contest.
It could be the sash.
Yeah,
it could be.
It could be.
It could be.
I think the challenge would be how small can you start it and still read everything? That'd be a challenge. Like if you started at 12 inches, that'd be a challenge to try to make it 12 inches instead of three feet or 6 feet. Oh, we have a demonstration. Wait. We have a demonstration of Miss Universe.
He is styling his
face. Mr. Solar System.
He is wearing a band of space.
Mr. Solar System.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. All right.
Hang on. Let me play some David Bowie. Let's see
David Bowie.
Yeah, let's take a picture of that. Let's take a picture of the boy.
What do you have? Does anybody have any questions?
There we go.
Oh, that was cool.
What do we do in outreach when there's no stars? And we got people out there with they expect to have telescopes and they see stuff. Well, George and I, we got this special deal. George sets up his telescope inside, and it's about, 150, 200 feet away. And we can read the Made in USA on the eye chart with this telescope, really, really good.
One time I was in a gym and they had the American flag on the far wall. So I said, I see stars? And my telescope aimed at this star field on the flag.
So we improvise all the time. It's a lot of fun.
You can also please bring a Mars candy bar.
Yeah,
Milky Way.
NASA lithographs. Put them on the far wall. And say, what is it, Jupiter inside? There it is.
With the one outreach with George, he did that. Mars bar. And Milky Way.
And a Mars bar.
Yeah.
Starburst, too, would also work.
That's right.
Okay, anybody need any more time for any of this? I'll close it back out. All right.
Hey. I recognize that we talk about outreach all the time. We don't necessarily
talk about how to do it. So especially in the circumstances where you're talking to people rather than just showing them stuff through your telescope. So this is one of the examples. If there's interest, we can do this on a kind of a recurring basis. There's a lot of similar projects on the Night Sky Network. We have a lot of the resources, and by we, I mean they are somewhere between Sean's garage, George's garage, and my garage. We have an awful lot of training kits of various types that have things like this as well as other stuff. So we can go over what that, you know, what that looks like so that you can, you know, harness your inner docent.
Notice how much white space there is on this cash register.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space.
That's why they call it space.
Yeah. It's like basically like the solar system was printed by CVS. So. All right. This is possibly unprecedented in my tenure with the gavel here, but it's not 9 o'clock. It's not even 9 o'clock yet, and I'm out of stuff on the agenda. So I am opening the floor to any discussion, concerns, questions, or a motion to adjourn and give you back the balance of your time. I'm out of stuff to say. Huh? Bruce was not feeling well.
Oh, so now we can talk about porta potties.
Weak.
Can you believe that Kent kind of blew us off for Ben Hur?
All right. So I'm going to propose anyone who to go ahead and formally adjourn. However, anyone who is interested in a discussion of the field laydown at the East Coast Star Party, feel free to hang around. We can use that opportunity just to make sure that people who are thinking about going know what they're getting themselves into if it's your first time. And if you have feedback on, hey, I know where you put the porta potties last time, and that was a really good or bad idea, we still apparently have time to figure it out. So,
I read. Electricity. I heard that there's more areas where we can plug in.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go ahead and pull up Google Maps. Since
would you go to the website?
I could go to the website. That's true.
Tower.
We got a list of right.
Has about six outlets.
Okay.
So
here's our observing field.
We can, you know, put a
extended range.
Six more from
location.
The location, yeah. I think. There's a custom map.
Show you where they are.
Jeremy,
do you want to adjourn?
You know, no one's. I said I'd entertain a motion to adjourn, but no one wanted to, so we're going to keep going. A motion to adjourn is always in order. So I hear a motion to adjourn and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Good night, everyone.
Land want us to stay up for the purposes of.